December 6, 1937. As the creature lives in the divine volition, Jesus rings his little bell to call the residents of heaven and those of earth. How the divine love urgently needs the company of the creature. I feel his life within me overflowing with love, and as it moves, it pours out seas of love that, investing all, says to every heart, please, look at me, know me, receive me in your hearts. Let me dominate. I come loaded with all my goods, to live together with you. But, alas, I am not recognized. They even reject me. And since I am not known, my laws of love are not in force for them. My goods remain with me, and I am not able to give them to my children. Then, I was following the acts of the divine will and, as I arrived at the blue vault dotted with stars, I called with me the residents of heaven and the residents of earth, so that, together, we could repay, with our little love, the love of God, who with so much love had created the expanse of the heaven to cover us and hide us inside his love. All of us, with no exception, have the duty to love the one who loved us so much. Now, as I was doing this, my highest good, Jesus, visiting my little soul, all love told me, my blessed daughter, if you only knew with what love I was waiting for you to call everyone, to feel within your act the return of love from all. As soon as you start to call, I ring the little bell to the celestial residents and to those of the earth, and I stop ringing only when I see that all of them have run into your act. The first ones are the celestial residents who, living in my will, cannot, and will not, put themselves aside. They feel the unifying divine will that unites them in that act. Even more, they anxiously await my call to be able to return my love. Since the one who is calling them is a creature from earth, who possesses her own free will, they feel that they can give me new love through her. Oh, how they rejoice at the sound of my little bell, flying to place themselves within that act of the creature who wants to love me. As for the residents of the earth, it happens that they barely hear the vibrating sound of my bell, because not all of them live in my will. When I see them all together in that act, our divinity places itself, all attentive, in loving waiting, and oh, how beautiful it is to hear in that act innumerable voices saying to us, we love you, we love you. We recognize you in your works. How much you loved us. So, for everything, we return your love. Our Supreme Being, wounded by so many voices, pours out more seas of love, covering and investing everyone with such joy and happiness that all remain enraptured, enjoying one more paradise by means of this creature. The one who lives in our will gives us the field for new works, and makes our love gush out more strongly. Not being able to contain it, we pour out new seas of love, to love the creature and to be loved. Oh, how much we love her! You must know that the thing most urgently needed by our Supreme Being is the company of the creature. We do not want to be the isolated God, or to keep her far away from us. Isolation has never brought great works or happiness. Company matures the birth of good and makes the most beautiful works arise to the light. This is why we created so many things, to have the opportunity to have her company many times for as many created things. And since we always remain in the act of doing what we did once, the one who lives in our will accompanies us always. She receives our creative act, and we receive the glory and the return of created love. Therefore, we keep her company in the celestial spheres, in the shining sun, in the blowing of the wind, in the air that all breathe, in the murmuring of the sea. Everywhere and every place she follows us, she defends us and returns love to us. She cannot live without us without loving us, and we cannot be without her, so jealous, we hold her tightly to our divine womb. Then he added, the company of the creature is so dear to us that we form with her our recreation. We make the most important decisions for our glory and for the good of the human generations. We accomplish our designs while being in her company. Our love rises to new life, and keeps making up new devices of love and new surprises in order to chain the creature to our love always and more. If it wasn't for her company, with whom could we pour ourselves out? Over whom could we form our designs? Where could we place our ever-rising love? Without the company of the creature, our goods would be depressed, without being able to give life to what we want to do for love of the creatures. See then, how necessary her company is to our love, to our works, to the fulfillment of our will. Fiat.